What about if you've gotten something done that was real hard work and you've done it all by yourself while a friend of yours was just standing there watching you? You might turn to him and say what?
You ought to hit me. Okay. I appreciate you hitting me.
Yeah. Okay. Or if you're talking about the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but
I'll try. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear people say, well, I'm not sure, but I might could do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you say that much?
I would more say I'll try.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call this kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Owl.
They're different types?
Yeah.
What are they?
Horned owl, screech owl.
What about that big one, you know?
That's an eagle.
Is there a big type of owl?
Horned owl, yeah, that's a big type.
Is that horned owl the same thing as a hoot owl?
No, a hoot owl is smaller.
Oh, is that right? Is it larger than a screech owl?
Yeah, a hoot owl is pretty good size, yeah. Mm-hmm. Screech owl is a little smaller.
Is that the one that's small?
Yeah.
And what about that horned owl?
He's a big...
Big as a hoot owl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Redhead.
Ever heard people around here call it a peckerwood?
Yeah.
Who would be likely to call it a peckerwood? Any type of person in particular?
Well, I don't know. I've heard it called all three names.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peck of wood?
No.
Haven't heard that?
No.
Okay. What do you call that animal that's black and has a white stripe down its back and gives off a powerful smell?
Polecat.
Heard that called anything else?
Cis cat.
A what?
Cis cat.
Cis cat. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, I don't remember right now.
A lot of people call it skunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever tangled with a polecat?
No, I never have.
You never have gotten whatever they did to you?
Yeah, I have never got that on.
Have you ever smelled that odor?
Oh, yeah.
Is it bad? Yeah. It'll stay with you for a while?
That's bad. You get it on your clothes, yeah. I have to burn them.
Yeah. I was talking to a man in Troy about that, and he said that he knew a friend of his who got in a tangle with a polecat, and his wife wouldn't let him sleep with for 2 weeks. Had to sleep in another room. Had to bury all his clothes.
Yeah.
And he said he was getting about to the point to think that his wife was going to want him buried. What kind of animals would come in and raid hen roosts?
Fox, mink.
You have weasels around here?
Yeah. Don't see them now. Used to see rats more of them.
Mm-hmm. What about, is there any one word that you could use to cover all those animals that we mentioned? Weasels and minks and foxes. You might say, I'm going to get my gun and go out and take care of those.
Chicken thieves.
You ever heard people call them varmints?
Yeah.
What do you call these little bushy-tailed animals that run around in trees?
Squirrels.
Are there different types?
Yeah.
What are they?
Fox squirrel and cat squirrel.
Is the difference in size or color or what?
Fox squirrel is a big squirrel and cat squirrel is smaller.
Is that cat squirrel the same thing as a gray squirrel?
Well, there's a gray squirrel and a fox squirrel. Mm-hmm. But you don't see them that often.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people in this part of the country call squirrels boomers?
Uh-huh.
What about something that looks like a squirrel but he doesn't climb trees?